Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your word. In 30 minutes, Lord, help us. Let's do the danger, escape the damage. Amen. Isaiah chapter 2. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be what? Established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall what? Shall flow into it. Verse 3. And many people shall go and say, come, let us go up into the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Verse 4. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and he shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Verse 5. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Father, bless your word this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you remember when this is a condition of our series, Apostolic People in Apostolic Times. And at some point, I began to share with us that there are at least seven mountains that govern human civilization. And I told you that actually there are like nine mountains. At least nine mountains. And I began to mention to you about the mountain of the Lord, which you've seen here. And then there's also the mountain of the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord. Whether we like it or yes. Whether we like it or yes. Bible says the cattle upon the thousand hills, they are the Lord's. All mountains will bow to God. God can push a button and everything will align. But he chooses to do it the other way around. That we are not fighting a lost battle. Because sometimes you can look at what is going on there and you are asking, are we winning this war? But you can be bringing a sword to a gunfight, even though it's a weapon of war, but and you have been chosen. You were not born in the days of Paul. You were not born in the days of Peter. You were born for such a time as this. It was not a mistake. Even if you never got to know who your dad was, or your mom was, or you never had a real relationship with them, that is not of any serious consequence, because you were specially packaged and programmed like that, and the grace to come through it and wither the storm was given to you. It doesn't matter how far you have come, you are here. That is what matters. Go back to that scripture. This scripture is a scripture of prophecy that tells us that eventually this is what is going to happen. It doesn't matter how far they try to stamp out Christianity. The church has always risen through persecution. The church has always risen through. The church has never advanced out of convenience. When you see the people that speak against the cause of Christ on Facebook and on Twitter, who are they? Christians. You see their name: Amaka, John, Michael, Chikelue, Obi. You go to me. When you see the names of people, you will really see, very rarely, even see a Muslim speaking against the cause of Christ. Because people understand order. They understand ordinations. Oh, this man of God did. Oh, this man of God did that. Why are the people passing comment? Christians. That every time you allow yourself to be taught by people who do not understand the agenda of God, it looks like you are going to a regular big church. The result and the fruit of that teaching you receive, that carelessness where you just come dance and shine and rise and dance around the church 25 times during the day, where there's nothing of spiritual value being given to you, is that when you get back online, you begin to type nonsense. The fruit is very obvious.
time the devil is about to make a major shift, there is something he always does. Scripture says, smite the shepherd. He said the sheep will scatter. The devil never has access to the sheep until the angel is taken out of the room. So he uses us to take out our wounded, because he knows he doesn't have the right just like that to come close. So he will use a Judas to sell out a Jesus. Same principle always works. So what if the allegation is true? So what? I say, so what? Is our brother living for us? Living for us. Who has not found mercy here? Who has not found mercy? People without a walk with God. Pharisees, Sadducees, bringing out swords and trying to tell us what can be and what cannot be. God said, come, let us walk in his light. His light is the light of mercy. He is family. She is family. That's all that matters. You won't say because your son misbehaved, you throw him out. Oh, some can do that, but most will not. Every time the devil is about to advance in a major move against the church, he will raise a prophetic, a satanic cry against a shepherd. Many times, not because of the shepherd, but because of the prophecy that is about to be born. Because you see, the devil doesn't operate by eyes. He operates by prophetic inclinations and implications. He looks at a man's life. See, the way this guy is going, it's likely in the next 2 years he will begin to touch on this. Let's begin to put things on his way that will slow him down. If they cannot take him out, slow him down. The devil doesn't wait and start. He calculates, he takes his time. He is never in a rush. And that's why you are not getting much out of God, because you are always in a rush. You want it now. And I say, what you are asking for requires the process. If I give it to you, like, you crash. It took God 30 years to turn Jesus to Jesus the Christ. 30. Part of that training didn't include preaching. It didn't include preaching. He learned how to go and walk. And then when he's measuring the plank that they'll use for roofing sheet, he can decide to use an inferior material. Nobody will know. And God will require Jesus to do the right thing, even though nobody will know. That when at that baptism, the father said, this is my son. He was talking about his last 30 years. Nothing in that statement involved preaching or performing miracles. You know something you do on your desk that if you twitch it, nobody will know. And it solves your problem. And they say there's no link to from that IT room, this system. You just twitch it. You need to go. So you just, the thing will come up for like 3 hours. You're already in your house. The thing will go up there. Call me tomorrow. If they won't let you go, so you just twitch it. You do something to that thing, it just comes up briefly. Carry your bag, it disappear. I tell you, in your house, they say, that is not working. You know what? I'll come tomorrow. Don't worry. By then, you would have done your research. Just twitch it. Jesus could have chosen to cut corners. Jesus could have chosen to live in rejection and be depressed. You know why? Jesus didn't have age mates. When he was growing up, everybody was dead. Every time he tries to play with this, we say, okay, go, where's your mate here? Goes to the younger ones. Egbon, what are you doing here? Oh. And to worsen it, even his parents didn't fully understand his purpose. Even though they saw the angel. Even though Joseph had an encounter with an angel in his dream. That you saw something doesn't mean anything. How are you able to interpret the weight of what has been given to you. I know you saw something. I said, do you understand the weight? Do you know the implication if you fail? Do you understand that you heard the voice of God, the audible voice of God, and that you saw it in a dream? They have the same weight. That nothing is more superior. That you saw an angel and you heard it in your heart doesn't exonerate you. That I just said it in my heart. I could have been thinking. It could have been my mind playing games. Of it doesn't exonerate you, sir. The parents heard it. She said, be it unto me according to your word. It was the same woman that tried to discourage and said, go and bring him out. If I'm his mother, tell him I'm waiting outside. He didn't show up. If you are the one that is always trying to please family, you cannot walk in the will of God. Because even though they receive the prophecy for your coming, at some point they will not understand you again. Again, I say to you, it doesn't matter if your mother's name is Mary. If you are not persuaded of the things God has said to you, because God's word will bring into conflict with men. If you are not persuaded beyond reason, because I say beyond reason, to the point where it doesn't begin to make sense again, it will get to a point in your walk with God, even God will have to play through. Because God doesn't know how to advance you beyond your level of faith. So why we seek to take mountains, the first mountain the Lord wants to take is your mountain. Your own mountain. Because you look at that scripture in verse 2. Go back there, Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2. Say it will come to pass in the last days. And you see, we are talking about the last days. In the final culmination of the agenda of God upon the earth. In the final days of the final days. He said the mountain of... In other words, God will release a certain grace upon his people that will begin to elevate the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord. All of a sudden, the church will come into prominence again. Not in cathedrals, but in the revelation of Christ. That people will begin to see the same pattern of life that Jesus lived. And it will begin to come out in people. Regular people, not necessarily pastors. Regular people. Regular people. Regular people. Then people say, wow. Wow. We will not be looking for the cameras to come and check what we are doing. They will hear. Channels will run here. Is it true what we are hearing? Before you say anything, they will set up their camera and begin to broadcast live. Because the things they will be seeing, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. The things that the Lord will begin to do in this time that we are about to come into. They are called the last days. The last days. The last days. Our glory is being prepared for the last days. The last days. The last days. The last days. You are being prepared for the last days. Paul envies you. Don't look down on yourself. You were born for such a time as this. Scripture says in that day, the house of the Lord shall be what? Shall be established. It will not be shaken anymore with every wind of doctrine and false doctrines and malice and childishness. In that day, the house of God will be a full grown man. This is the mountain where the Lord himself dwells. And not everybody can climb on this mountain. Not everybody. If you try, if you put one leg on it, you will know you don't have jurisdiction. When the Lord came upon Sinai and began to, his glory began to rest at the top of the mountain, the Israelites said, sir, it's better you go alone. I would think that because they passed through the Red Sea and they had been baptized into Christ, that they would have found grace to take that journey. God wanted everybody to come into that experience together. But when the people of God saw just the flashes of lightning, something told them, I will stay and make sure everywhere is okay. Sir, you can proceed. But you know, somebody needs to stay and keep the place clean. So when, sir, the Lord asked all of us to go, plus our children, plus our young men, young women. God wanted them to see him and believe forever. Because there's a kind of sight that alters your configuration from within. That's when you can say, I know whom I have believed. When you get to that point, you are looking at death in the face and you say, I know whom I have believed. And I know he's able to keep that which I have committed into his hands.
What did Paul commit into the hands of God? When you get into that point where your life is just a stream of the flow of God's mercies. He said, in that day this house shall be exalted above mountains. Mountains. Mountain of the media. Mountain of government. Entertainment. Family. You know something about exaltation? When something is exalted, people gravitate towards it. Are you with me? When there's a particular industry where there's a lot of money to be made, you notice everybody is now thinking, oh, I'm actually called to be a musician, I'm called to be this, I'm called to be that. Everybody wants to sing because, hey, there's a lot of, there's something flowing from there. Can you enlarge this a bit, if it's possible? Now, this is a picture of something I shared with us a few weeks ago, but I want to just reiterate it. So, a picture is worth more than 1,000 words. We have the seven mountains, we have the media, we have the government, we have education, we have economy, we have celebration, we have religion, and we have family. Now, the enemy on each of these mountains for the media is the Hittites, representative of bad news. And how many of you are agreeing that bad news is good news? Amen. You can watch CNN for 3 hours and there will be no good news inside. Oh, 3 hours. Come on, man. 2 weeks. No, you've not heard any good news yet. And you're like, peradventure, they are going to say something now. Peradventure. Peradventure. They thrive on what? Bad news. The principality on the mountain is what? The destroyer. Apollyon. These are ruling spirits. These are spirits that fell with Satan. You see the people this guy was able to convince? Huh? Apollyon, which means destroyer. The people God gave the anointing, the evangelists. How many of you noticed that we don't really have so much of evangelists again? Because every time they're about to rubbish the church, the evangelists will come out again and raise the dead. So what are you going to do now? To be an evangelist is to propagate what? Good news. And the only way you can propagate is through media. Every known. And if you are called to be an evangelist here, hear me. This is our time. Don't try and become a pastor. We need you out there. Just when they are saying, oh, God is dead, there's nothing like that, they just hear again, you have done something. May I announce to you, I heard that Evangelist Bonky is coming back.
Yes.
How many of you heard that information?
Yes.
For his final crusade. Final. And he won't do crusade again. And it will be in Nigeria.
Wow.
Lagos. Wow. Lagos. And I was looking at him, he's now bored, dead, and you know, he doesn't look like the Bonky we used to know. And I was listening to Bonky said, this crusade will be a crusade for passing the torch to the next generation. It's not just for miracles. So when I come, the torch will move. I'm going to be in that one. You can't, no service. No service that day. Hey, meet me there. You know, because I was hearing the prophetic implication of what he was saying. He was not giving the torch to Kolenda, the guy in charge of the ministry. He wants to give it to a nation, a continent, that God will raise die-hard men like me. It would, in other words, the grace upon him can be spread and be given to an entire nation. It's called wait. He said this crusade is not so much about a crusade, but the torch, at some point in that service, the mantle over him will lift and spread over those hearts who are ready and hungry and ready to go. That's where a father is. He doesn't, Kolenda, who happens to head the ministry, already operates in the same grace, but he's saying what we need to get done requires a people, not just a ministry, a people. He didn't ask you to come and sow a seed for it. He said, this is for a people.
Say, when I come, the touch will move from me. The touch will move and go to the people.
I think that crusade will be in maybe August or November. So let's watch out. Are you still with me? So don't be surprised. Have you heard any major man of God coming out of Ivory Coast? Does anyone strike you? Cameroon? Does anyone strike you? Oh, at least very soon we'll get one from Cameroon. Because we are sending Chris back there. No, Dr. Chris. He's Cameroonian. So we are sending him back.
Many nations we have despised will be put on the map because of Jesus Christ. Despised nations. And you hear about them, you are wondering, well, is that a street or the Lord is going to raise the banner of his kingdom. He said David will rule over them. He will raise the star of David. And they will be seeing, oh, Ivory Coast, oh, revival, oh, Cameroon, oh, revival, oh. God will be in the news. CNN, we have no choice.
Yes.
And for those of you who God has sent to the media world, don't just think of working for them, buy the company.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
People are tired of CNN, but there's no alternative. Look at government. The enemy on that mountain is what? Corruption. Don't let anybody deceive you. There's corruption in the US, the UK, everywhere. The only reason why you can't hear of it easily, or why people are not stealing there, is because everything is automated. If you do anything, they will know it's you. You can't use your signature to just sign anything. They will know where the thing started from. How can you say you want to fight something and there's no technology to back it up?
Yeah.
Most of the people who are in our ministries and federal ministries don't do anything in the office. You agree with me? And you need to pay them to get them to even do anything for you. So the enemy on that mountain is corruption. No man can fight corruption. It's a spirit. It's a principality. It's a prince. It's a prince. It's the heir. It's an heir. It's a prince. It's a principality. The principality on that mountain is Lucifer. Pride and manipulation. The ones graced with this anointing are the apostles. They are specially sent. And God is going to raise people here that will go there. Faceless but forceful. They walk into that, whether it's local government, maybe kind of parastatal or something, and they are going to get it right. And people will know that the reason why this guy is getting it right is because of where he stands with God. There's a man in this city, it's an Igbo man, pastors will redeem. Akabueze or something.
Yeah.
That man operates in a governmental anointing.
Yeah.
So you are not an apostle because you give yourself a title. Please, 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 let's get out of this title thing. Answer your father's name. Answer your father's name. We are going to see the rise of different kind of apostles. Apostles in the business place. Apostles in politics. And I'm not saying people who are trying to win elections. I'm saying people who have been, you know, you see the way I said I heard God and started, the way they will hear God and go. So for them, they will win not because you like them, but because the wind of the Spirit is pushing them. And please keep your eyes open. The nature and the face of the church is about to change. If what you know as church is cathedral, get ready for a shock. The face and the operation of church is about to change. Basic mission is to fill government positions with humble servant leaders with what? Integrity. The revelation they understand is what? Power. So if we shift it politically and it's not shifting, we shift it spiritually. Typically, a Daniel. They were operating revelation gifts, wisdom being a principal revelation gift. Please note these things. And that's why you will find that if you're in this category, your heart yearns more towards this. You are not a sinner. It's just showing where God is taking you. Third,
we look at the education mountain. Now these are the mountains the Lord will sit over. Are you hearing me? Do you remember that when Jezebel was revealed in the book of Revelations, I think I read that scripture, Bible talks about he saw this beautiful woman sitting on a lion with seven heads, or a beast with seven heads, and her name was Jezebel, and she sat over mountains too. She sat over mountains. Humanism, that's our enemy. Humanism tells you what? The end of all things is the happiness of man. If you are happy, if you are okay with it, fine, cool. You hurting nobody? No, I'm not hurting nobody. Fine, cool. Go with it. Lesbianism, homosexuality, gayism, whatever. Who hurting? I'm not hurting nobody. It's consensual. We agree to it. Story. Liberalism. Humanism just tells you if you are cool with it, go with it. And God says you cannot be cool with it because you don't even know how you got here. There are rules. Because you go to your office and you have to check clock in at 8 a.m. or before 8 a.m. because you know what happens when you don't clock in. People make very stringent rules to keep you in line, and they expect God to be careless. Even among ourselves, we make rules that are very difficult for us to keep. That's man to man. And then you think all of a sudden that there are no rules. No rules, excuse me. That's why people think God is a weakling. It shows in our attitude. No sense of value. No sense of respect. It shows in the way we pray. It shows in the way we see God. It shows in the way in the time we come to church. Because for us, church is just something we need to do. Check in and check out. If your church is a place where they waste your time, please excuse yourself and look for a better church. But you want to do business with God. If the service starts 8 and God came in 7:59. So the service started 8. It's just a sense of value. So when he is saying, take him out, go and smile and asking the devil, what exactly is he talking about? Because he can't even keep to time. How you know you have begun to master the call of God upon your life when you don't need anybody to remind you of where you need to be and what you need to do? So the devil tries to spread humanism by what? By lies. Lies. Man, through the Big Bang Theory, by Charles Darwin. How come it was only Charles Darwin that knew how we existed? How come he was the only one that received the revelation? That it boom, and all of us just existed. Why am I not even the one? Is that revelation normal? Now, if you got the revelation that it was a Big Bang Theory, so who gave you the revelation? Does that not suggest that there are things beyond us that eyes cannot see? Who told you this earth started with earth? That before God made man with soil, man existed in the spirit realm. That when God said, let us make man, he was speaking, he was communicating in the spirit realm. It was in chapter 2 that he now took soil and began to carve man out. So who told you that your existence is only in this place? Could we be in a multiverse, not universe, multiverse? Such that you exist here and in the spirit realm, and that many times when you see the spirit version of you, you cannot recognize him. But many times you are a dwarf in that realm. But here you are looking good, and people are shouting and give you high five, oh man of God, oh man of God. But in the spirit realm, you are your stature, you are in your realm, your spiritual level is where you are. So if you are a dwarf and you are wearing agbada, that you are a dwarf. Then when you see yourself, oh, when are you? I say, build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Every time you engage in spiritual activity of building yourself, you are stature. God sends to us teachers, people in this place who go to schools, not just schools, business schools, universities, law schools, or people who like to facilitate as consultants to dispel lies. And God gives them wisdom, bringing in the fear of the Lord, who have the fear of the Lord based curriculum. When we come for CRK, the class will start with let us pray. Huh. There's an agenda running. Do you know there are a lot of American schools now where you cannot teach Christianity, teach CRK, but they teach Islam, and they are not Muslim schools. It's an agenda. Do you know what the devil needs to get that done? Because we want our school to be multicultural, want to give people the impression that we accept all societies, so we employ an Arabic teacher or somebody from Arab, he has a PhD or master's in a religious one thing, so we can create an environment that is multicultural. Just see all those rubbish. They encourage the guy to bring in his own uniqueness. It starts subtly, quietly. Before you know it, somebody is saying the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. It's supposed to be a class where you learn about Arabic. But you start the class with in the name of Allah, the Beneficent. Then he tells you to do your hand like this. And you begin to recite. Before you know it, jokingly you are reciting the first 5 verses of the Quran. Pledging your allegiance. But it's going to happen so quietly, you won't even see it coming. Strategy. But words are spirit that carry emotions. Words are spirits that carry emotions. After some time, you begin to wake up and question the church your parents go to. They don't know where that is coming from. It started when it started saying, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Merciful. Oh Allah, guide us as we go. You know? Rubbish. Come to the economy. The economy, the enemy here is what? The love of money. You can have more if you are willing to step on people's head. You can have more if you are willing to step on people's head. Godliness with contentment is no more great gain. More money. I'll be happier if I had more money. I'll be happier. How many of you realize that some of your best moments were those periods when you were just free to be you? Nobody was looking at you and asking you why. Don't you know you're a man of God? Just you. I remember those days, just sit at home and imagine. You just sit in parlor and imagine the world, that you are everywhere in the world, and it's just the world. No restraint. Everything happening in your mind. You visit America, visit Dubai, visit everywhere, and you didn't have shortage of cash. That's one good thing about your mind. You can have whatever you want. All things are possible. You imagine you are Superman, you are Spider-Man. You imagine... When my mom went to the UK, I appealed to her to buy me Superman's suit. So she could only get me the boots. So when she came back, and I wasn't happy. I mean, I don't have a full, so I can't be Superman. Well, of course, I was very young. But I actually thought that if I had the full suit, I could fly. That's what I thought. And thank God, because I probably would have gone to Tower of Video and tried to fly. So talk about the love of money. You can never be stronger than anything you respect or pursue. I say you can never be stronger or rise above anything you respect and pursue. E.g. money. Every time I pursue money, say, come and catch me. Hey, come and catch me. Hey, come and catch me. A little more. If I just can do 5 more years, I will now be an assistant manager. I will now have more money. You see, the spirit of money enjoys that. So it does it. Even for so-called smartest guys, they enjoy it. Ooh. Oh yeah, come on. You can go catch me. Catch me. Oh, you're just trying to catch me. I am like, huh? Pastor, I am fagged out. The money is not coming in like I expect. Principle, you want the money, do the exact opposite. Ignore it. Don't pursue it. Begin to pursue something else. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its establishment. Say all other things. See the way God categorized money. All. Order things. Order. God said to Solomon, he said, because you did not even ask me for money. See, I thought you asked me to bless you and all of that. Say, he didn't even talk about money. You talked about wisdom. Say, Solo, you amaze me. You're smart. Because you didn't ask me for money or even for long life, it's yours. It didn't. That is a law higher than sowing and reaping. It's the law of his mouth. When God says it's yours, my brother, you don't need to work again. Sorry, you don't need a job again. Because Adam was in the garden. Part of the things in his head was not what to eat. Say, because you did not withhold your son, your only son, speaking about Abraham, in blessing I will bless you. That's what you should be going for. As long as you are in this pursuit of money, come on, catch me. And you are just there thinking you're almost and you're just there trying to grab, and you're like, grab me now. You are just there trying to grab. Go and check every billionaire. They weren't searching for money. You guys don't read. You just do Facebook and spread gossip. Go and check what how I read the profile of the 10 richest men in the world. None of them started out looking for money. None out of the 10. So what's the most 10 important thing? Say, well, you know, you need to take care of your health. Your health is important. Need to sleep well. I said, is this how you became a billionaire? God have mercy. We are lost in this country. I mean, this guy is talking. Say, you know, when we started this company, we just wanted to provide some value, you know. And then I love to work with great teams. So we worked as a team. And I made sure the place was like home. At the same time, it's work. So people... I mean, this is Virgin Atlantic talking. Or what's that guy's name? Branson. This is Branson talking. Say, we you know, when we started Google, you know, it was not just my idea. And you're just sitting there like, this guy looks like a comedian. And these are billionaires. When you have to give people the impression you have it, you probably don't. One thing that comes with real money, having real money, is your desire not to be seen. You just want to walk into a place quietly, get what you want, and go. The moment you need a security man and siren and people to say, move out of the way, and you are owing billions of naira, you don't have it. Seek it first, the kingdom of God. If you walk with him, he can put that thing in your hands. Just like that. So the guys we sent to this economy are the prophets, the people with the word of the Lord in their mouth. Not necessarily people to this the regular type of prophets you know, but people who are graced with wisdom, who can differentiate between genuine desire to make the Lord happy and to fill your pockets with money. Talking about the true riches. Now, for you to be able to operate in this system, this particular mountain, you must be divorced from it. Your source must not be in that thing. If not, they will fight it. And then you lose your voice. Are you hearing me? In other words, you must be persuaded that your economy is run by heaven himself. So that like Abraham, you can say, the king of Sodom cannot say, I made Abraham rich. So you must have something in that is so sure to you. So sure to you. And these are prayers you need to pray for yourself. Lord, bring me to the places of persuasions. Bring me to the place of persuasions with you. Not just something that I feel when I'm in church. But every time I wake up and when I go to bed, I want to know I'm in the place you want me to be. That I'm doing what you want me to do. I am becoming the person you want me to become. It's not about money. I want to know that you are always here with me. Religion. The principality here is idolatry. Idolizing men of God, women of God, small things you put in the pocket, etc., etc. In the days you are coming into, the church will be without walls. And those days are upon us already. The church will be without walls. False worship. People trying to, we are the in thing the Lord is doing. We are the ones. I stumbled upon this guy on Facebook who is Catholic, and he put it boldly on his Facebook page: if you have anything against Catholic Church, don't come to my page. And I felt bad, because I'm a Catholician and I felt bad. So, and then he had his time to insult everybody who was saying, oh, Mary is not this. Oh, see, there is no time. For all I care, that guy is just doing divide and rule. We need everybody to be together, not divided. Division, two visions, die. So we need to, God has people in Catholic Church. The people that can best reach Catholic members are people who have been there before. Are you hearing me? People who have the calmness, serenity. Not you with your loud tongues. Are you hearing? So we need people within that system to be able to reach people from that system. It doesn't matter what the Pope tries to do. There is a Pope that will sit on that seat that will speak in tongues. They can't stop it. They won't see it coming. They can't stop it. They won't see it coming. They can't stop it. They won't see it coming. The guy will be seated there. The guy will be seated there. And one day he will climb on the altar and begin to speak in tongues. You think it's because God is Catholic? No. But there are over 1 billion people in that church that Jesus died for. God will not allow his blood to waste because of your own pet doctrine. We have to deal with issues like this. You have to remove all those mental barriers that make it difficult to share the gospel. Because people look at you, they can already suspect you that you are a Christian and you want to preach. Is it possible that you come and they don't see you coming? You are almost already in front of them like, oh, I didn't even know he was here to preach. Oh. Because I'm just a regular guy. Yeah. Hey, how are you doing? What's your name? I'm John. Okay, wow. You know, you are just connecting with them. Wow. Where do you stay? Okay, I stay around there. Can I know your place? Okay, you know, I'm new in the area. You are just, it's a process. God took his time before he sent Jesus. He took his time. Make sure the conditions were ripe. That's the problem. You are too much in a hurry. You can't get any results. You are dealing with strong goals in people's mind. Because the guy sees you, he knows you are probably about to start talking about Mary. Why not yet talk about Mary? Mary is not only your mother, it's our mother. So at least we have a common ground. I also know Mary spoke in tongues. Hey, so you come to that point with time. But so for now, Mary is our mother. Amen. The blessed mother of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's the blessed mother of God. Hallelujah. And then, hey, you know, it's very rare to see guys like who appreciate Mary. What, am I mad? Don't you know who Mary is? Ha! The mother of God. Hallelujah. Is she not the mother of God? Why are you making it sound like they are saying something wrong? Find common grounds. Find common grounds as much as possible. People need to be sure you are not judging them before they listen to you. You see why we can't preach again? How can you even preach? I'm not into the flesh and dressing thing. But you know, there's a way you dress. Even you know you can't preach like this. You know, there's a way you dress. God cannot even tell you that preach. Because the first thing that will judge your preaching is the way you look. So let's not go there. This is not deeper life. Let's not go there. Oh, I skipped celebration. The enemy here is compromise. The spirit here is, the principality there is what? Jezebel, seduction. If you want it quick, follow my way. So I don't know where this guy just surfaces with one song and then he's 10 million richer. If you want that one, Celebration Mountain. Entertainment. This is the Entertainment Mountain. And like my former pastor used to say, he said the word entertainment is intimacy. Intimacy. Something that gives you a lot of excitement and comes into you. Intimacy. Something that sees into you. Into me, I see. You gain your attention long enough. You are listening to this 7-minute song, and you can press the replay button. It gets your attention to such a point that you don't even know that a lot of things have been deposited inside you. Until later, you just notice you're on the street and you are just humming this song. For some reason, you remember the lyrics. You remember, but you know that this other scripture. You don't even remember whether it's Isaiah, is this Psalm. Oh my God, I need to read more Bible. How are you? But this other dude from somewhere, you just heard the song twice. I'm like, oh man, I'm feeling that beat. And this is a cry out to all our musicians, people who like to sing. Please don't bring out any song if you are not ready to put some quality into it. Thank you very much. Thank you. People like us, we know we can sing, we've accepted our fate. But if this is your mountain, please don't go standing by flowers. And then shaking like Shakespeare. Please, I want to beg you. And if you choose to do it like that, don't bring that into me and ask me to watch it. I am sick and tired of cheap quality videos. This is a serious matter. That is why people don't want to stay in the gospel ministry, because they see everything we do as cheap article, and then we tell them it's God. To God be the glory. So what happened to excellence? Have you seen God's presence? Have you been graced to see into God's realm before? You see everything line upon line, precept, everything properly aligned. The seat where God sits has to be properly aligned in such a way that all the elders can look up to him. That God positioned Lucifer in the spot where if he spreads his wings, it covers the glory. Everything mathematically calculated. So what are we saying? Christians, what book that don't read? Christians. Whether Bible or business book or leadership book, what book that we never read? Christians. How did Daniel know the time for the redemption of the people of Israel? He said, I understood by books. Before the visions came, he understood by books. You can't beat people that are smarter than you. You can't beat people who put in more work. It will be unfair of God. Somebody wants to build an economy of entertainers that caused people's mind to derail from God, and he started MTV and thought it's just music. That's the one you need to hear. The one those of us who received the mandate heard derail them. Make it beautiful, let them enjoy going to hell. Strategy. Think it's cheap to be on MTV. MTV will put your video on there and pay you. Christians will use your talent and tell you God bless you. All to the glory of God. We don't even honor ourselves. We are in trouble, though. Say you are seeing why we can't take any mountains. Well, I'm going to bring Deji Rawo here. He's going to address this media thing very well, because it's not my area. But Deji Rawo has been there. He has fell. He has fallen. He has stood. He has seen all the corners. When you see what he's doing with X2D, exclusive to divinity, the warfare he has faced. My brother, when you want to do video, I will allow him come and do his thing. But me, I know that we are just trying to start a company. One camera. One. The type we are that can do that kind of video we are talking about. One. When you hear the price, you will know if God called you or not. Because camera is in level. See, we are trying to restore people's mind though. We are not trying to get just cameras to start. Sir, maybe I should allow you to explain to us better. Camera, you know, we've not rented office. We are just buying we are just buying camera. Sir, you want to say, you want to pass, please come and pass a comment, because I will look like a please come, sir. Please come. Please come. Let me celebrate my brother. Please come, 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 come. I should have actually spoken to you, so I will do this properly. But it's okay. It's okay. Please give us a brief insight into what we are looking at here, because a brief, I don't know how brief can.
Money to preach the gospel. What Pastor was talking about in TV is serious. Sometimes we have no clue what's going on around us. Oh, sorry. Okay. Sometimes we have no clue what the enemy we face is extremely strategic. Like Pastor's been saying, he has the time to study and to marshal his forces, and we will just go single. I know that in a few months back, Redeem Camp got about three top range professional cameras. I asked someone to get the price. The lens alone for one of them would have been at least 20 million, if I'm correct. Yes, that's it's a Viper, I think it's a Viper Thompson. They are top range, I think they are British, yeah. And if let me check it, and there are three of them, those things are on pedestals. I mean, you can do anything on those systems, and then they have digital recorders, and you have three of them in one place. We go to church, and technology is just, we just use cameras. After 1 year, it's worth, we dump it. And but these are tools. Some of these things won't come by anointing or by this way. People have to go and write books. People have to make movies. People have to, because there is no, like he said last week, also there's no vacuum. That space must be filled. Disney has come out ahead with one, and we will keep on shouting, don't watch boycott Black. Was it Black? No, Big. Sorry, Big Brother. Okay, Big Brother. Where would they boycott it? You don't have an alternative.
Wow. Wow. Did you hear what he said? He said we don't have an alternative. That's what he's saying. Do we have an... Let talk to me, Agnes.
No, I'm saying with the amount he has called for the land.
20 million. This is a new... They just brought it in. Redeem recently got on DSTV, Dove Media, Dove TV. See, let's get the thing first. Let's get that camera first. Let's get the lenses first. Necessity is the mother of invention. When we get it, the money to fly you back to London to go and learn will not be hard. Are you even seeing the possibility? Are you even seeing the possibility? Talk to me, Agnes. Why? Question. Why do we lack content in Nigeria? Anybody? You love to watch your African Magic Igbo, where people sit under the tree and sing to themselves like Indians. Talk to me. She said lack of innovation. Must everything go the way you've always known it? See, the truth of the matter is we just have excuses. Because for some reason, we think to be a Christian means to sit in church. He said, occupy till I come. That's what he said. Go out there. When you come in here, is to recharge and go back. But for you, you're a good Christian if you come to church.
That's what it means to be a good Christian for you. Somebody says he's a worker in church. What's his definition of worker? Somebody that is in the choir. The one who just comes to church 8 a.m., sees closes by 11 and go. But from Monday to Friday, wins at least a soul per day. Or shares the gospel per day. But it's not a worker in church, but that's his church. Is he a worker? So what's our definition of I'm a worker in the house of God? Or someone that every day doesn't, is just passing by the main road. His ministry is to give to less privileged people. And he's at the bus stop. He already has like this pocket 10,000, this pocket 10,000 or 5,000, 5,500 there. And he's passing by where those beggars are. He's just dropping without stopping. And nobody knows. Thank you, sir. He's not even stopping. He's just dropping it and walking away. And those people feed every morning because of his 5,500 there. And he has said, what do you mean that's what you say? I'm a giver. Huh? Give what? I'm a giver. Are you part of the financial team? Say no. It's where. Because you see, somewhere in your mind, he's not a serious Christian. Because he's not in the workers. He's not a worker. I say if church doesn't change, if we don't change our mindset, we are stuck. We are stuck. Oh. We need to come back, sir, and do this thing properly. But please, if you are the ones thinking that you can stand before God on that day and explain away your lack of use of your creativity, that you will stand before him that day and tell him that I didn't know the talent was that useful, so I kept it. Take your thing back. You think you can stand before him and tell him that? You will see someone that had something by far lesser than what you had and did stuff with it. Because in your mind, you don't think that the ability to read a page and bring out errors to proofread, you don't see that as anything reasonable, because it's not singing. We are all graced differently. We are all gifted differently. Everything to the glory of God. Please, let's stop all these excuses. Because those who make excuses make nothing. See those guys? Huh? Somebody posted something on Facebook and they shut down his account. For Christ. They shut down his account. It doesn't matter your revelation. The guy with the admin password is in control. Because Zuckerberg can get into your account, see all your messages, see your chats, everything. It's like he that is both to will and to do of his will. He can just come inside your space and be seeing you. Very soon they will use Facebook to track criminals. So please, this Christianity, let's open our eyes. We are making excuses. If you need to go back and get a PhD, go back and get a PhD. If you need to go back and do a professional course in that field, maybe in something in music or in fashion or something, please, for Christ's sake, because very soon Christians do not have clothes to wear. Because your wife, even though she means well, we buy what is in the market. But what most of you are putting on today, if you wore it 15 years ago, they will not allow you to come into the church.
Yes. Yes.
And you speak in tongues with it. And God has not even passed a comment. Is it the same Holy Spirit that Peter had? The same one. That you have. That I have. The same. No, it's different. It's different. Let's stop. Let's go and check it very well. It's different. The same Holy Spirit that gave Peter the creativity to be able to speak. The Peter that was always running away from a fight. And 3,000. Even Jesus didn't bring 3,000 in one day. Peter. All of a sudden, new scriptures. This is that which was spoken in the book of Joel. That on the day of the Lord. I said, Peter. Peter. That could not face a woman. A girl. To say it belongs to God. See, let's not wait till that day. Everybody go back and do housekeeping. Bury yourself in God. Bury yourself in God. Everything, go and unhurt it. There are some of you that doesn't take you nothing to write 100 pages in 2 hours. In 10, you sit a day and you will come out with a book. You just fine tune it. For you, it's nothing. It's nothing. Who told you that you can't take over from Amazon? And all for the glory of God. We're not talking about money here. We are saying, where are the authority? It is wrong and erroneous of God to take away evil without replacing with good. Because anywhere there's space, the demon will come back with seven more. Please, let's go and collect sense today. We can't continue the way we have been doing it. If we have any intention of coming here, look at the family system. The most bastardized, this is where the decay starts from. These are serious matters. Hopefully, if I can, I don't know, I'll probably try and, if I can. My problem is, if I can get praise for where to come, maybe it will help us out a bit. But, but I need to get the job. If I need to call him today, self. Very soon. And those days are here. Even in my office, I put on my iPad and I'm watching TD Jakes live on YouTube or something. In those days, we used to talk about data. Now it's not data again. The problem is spending the data. So I can leave my data running on my iPad. They say iPad consumes data, but that's what I use. I use and I'm watching. After that, I can even watch one Yoruba film self. But I watch TD Jakes a lot. I check out a few other men of God. A time is coming, you won't need that decoder in your parlor.
Yes.
And those days are here. Those days are here. Guys, we need to wake up. You are waiting to be reactive. This world has no space for reactive people. You have to be proactive. Even though one day you will wake up and realize there is no church again. It's not that they are not there. They were swallowed up. Because when Noah was going to build the ark, there was no sign of rain. There was no sign that never happened. Just the way the Son of Man will come. No sign. One day you wake up and realize that 3-4 people on your street are all gay. All. And it's not eating. You will now remember the days when everybody on your street was man, woman. How do we find wisdom to minister to such people? You see that everything here requires some level of wisdom. And you must ask the Lord, give me Scotland. Give me this mountain of this media, or I die. You call that mountain the Lord has given to you. Lord, I don't want to live for money anymore. I want to wake up every morning knowing that it's time to take the city again. Give me this mountain. Put these resources in my hands. We can lambast our fathers and talk about the things they did that they didn't do right and all of that, but many of our fathers gave 90% of their profit as tithe. Our fathers of faith that are 80 years or are robots and all them, like, they gave more than 80% of their proceeds. Here, you need scripture to convince you to even sow a seed. Somebody, a man of God, was trying to buy a house and he went for a conference and the Lord said to him, all the money you have saved and you've done stuff with, give it to this ministry. The man of God said, Lord, it's not possible. We just need about $1,000 to balance this money and the house is ours. Lord said, yes, but I want you, this ministry needs money. Give it to them. And don't make noise. Just drop it and walk away. The man was on the altar, wrote the thing, and dropped it in the offering basket. Say, I've known that you are the one that will spoil my life. You have finally done it. How do you go back home and tell your wife? Pastor, I was sharing something. It was when we went for your wedding, Jide. Where we sat. Pastor, I said, and who you follow is important. He said, he has received some funds in his account and got a lot of 800,000 one day.
before the end of that day, the money was zero. In my mind, I first said, hey. In my mind, I'm like, I said, 800,000. So I try not to, you know, as a pastor, don't let anything surprise you. Just behave as if it's okay. So I was like, ah, pastor, how? And I said, somebody called me and said, pastor, I just sent money to you. So I checked my phone. I saw a lot of 800,000. So I just remember, so person, they said their rent is due. Pastor, did a transfer immediately to that person. This woman, last time we discussed, school fees for a child. Bruh. This person, I'm sure he's still having that issue. 50,000. Bah. Bah. Then when he now looked at the balance, hey, my wife, say, now let me quickly give 100,000 before I shit. Because the way this money is going to finish. He said, by the time he now got home and told his wife, like, you know, God bless your 800,000. He said, wow, well, that's great. He said, I saw a lot of money. He said, yes. That's for the house. He said, so at least we'll use that one to settle some problem. Say no, that's finished. The wife went into a frenzy. I don't even want to begin to act for you. As in the wife, he told me, say the wife went into a frenzy. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Pastor, I now to say, Benga, to be very honest with you, I don't see money as anything. I say, pastor, I want that grace. Lay your hands on me right now. Tell me. 800,000. Pa, pa. 90% of it went to other people. When pastor was going to Dubai, it wasn't his money he used. People paid. It wasn't the people he gave money that paid. It was other people God raised. This pastor, nobody knew he was obeying God when he dropped the money for his house. He left the conference, went back home to face his wife, and confessed that under the spur of the moment, when the atmosphere was very tense, I gave our house money to so ministry. Not even our own ministry, so ministry. Still thinking of how to break the bad news. You don't know how offensive a woman can be until you take the money for her and give it out. Including your wife. Including your wife. He got a call. Am I speaking to so person? Say yes. Do I know you? Say no, you don't know me. But the Lord called me and gave me your number and told me to call you. Businessmen in the apostles in the business place. The guy never met this pastor. God dictated his phone number. Call him. Give him a house. He's a good father. You use your mind to limit him. Even God is disappointed in you. The mind he gave you, use it to limit him. You think you have to pay. The pastor broke down into tears. There are some knowledge that is just too much for you. It's not that you knew the guy. Said the Lord spoke to me. Are you a pastor? He said, the Lord gave me your number and told me to call you and give you a house. Keep holding. See, that your money. Hold it and be eating it. Until you become selfless, you cannot walk in some realm with God. Want to take these mountains? They must have nothing on you. You want to be a mountain climber? Travel light. Bow your heads, let's pray. We'll continue next week.
We know you've been blessed with these words, so you can as well visit us. Plot 223 beside Bode Emmanuel Center, Satellite Bus Stop, Ikodu Road, Ilukweju, Lagos. You can also log on to our website at www.theharvestword.org. Contact us for counseling 080-8317-8191. God bless you.